Trump announces $180 million in grants for mining industry. Washington, President Donald Trump hosted a major mining industry roundtable on Friday at the State Department, bringing together nearly 200 business leaders, educators, and government officials to strengthen domestic mining companies. At the event, the president announced over $180 million in grants to expand workforce training and trade programs for the mining industry. "I think you haven't been treated well for many years," Trump told mining industry executives as he began his remarks. "The United States is opening new mines at the fastest pace, and we opened the first American rare earth mine in more than 70 years," he said. According to the White House, the Department of Energy is launching a $100 million grant program to support scholarships and related initiatives. Universities, community colleges, trade schools, industry groups, and other partners will be eligible to apply. Additionally, the military is providing over $80 million in funding to three universities for technology and workforce development programs. The recipients are the Colorado School of Mines, the South Dakota School of Mines, and Johns Hopkins University. "The mining industry has never had a greater champion than President Trump," White House spokeswoman Taylor Rogers told the Epoch Times in an email. "President Trump is the first president in decades to prioritize our country's mining industry, unleash its abundant resources, and build the next generation of American miners." The meeting comes as the White House is working to reduce America's reliance on China for critical minerals and processed metals, which are essential for the U.S. defense and technology sectors. Key cabinet members attending include Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Industry executives from Resolution Copper, MP Materials, American Ocean Minerals, Ivanhoe, and Century Aluminum also participated, according to the White House. The new funding is expected to develop skilled workers and strengthen supply chains for the American mining industry. This is a developing news story and will be updated.